Afterwards, all of its contents would go into a museum. However, not long after the discovery, people in Carter's team began to fall ill and die. Upon their entering the tomb, Carter's lucky pet bird, which he had left in Cairo, was swallowed by a snake. Then, a few months after Carter had opened the tomb, Lord Carnarvon, who was also present when the tomb was opened, fell ill with a fever and died in Egypt. At the moment of Carnarvon's death, the lights went out in Cairo, the capital of Egypt. Back in England, his dog died at approximately the same time. George Gold, a friend of Carnarvon's, went to Egypt after hearing of his strange death. He too visited the tomb, only to catch a high fever the next day. 12 hours later, he was dead. Carter's secretary, Richard Bethel, died of heart trouble 4 months after the tomb was opened. Arthur Mace, another member of the team, also died shortly after the discovery. Within 7 years, 21 people who had something to do with the opening of the tomb died. Howard Carter, however, lived on until the age of 65. Some people say the deaths were just coincidence. Others believe that they were in connection with a mummy's curse, as a punishment for those who enter the resting place of the dead. However, still others believe that there is a scientific explanation. Inside the tombs, there are many viruses. When a tomb is opened, fresh air disturbs the viruses. If breathed in, they can result in illness or even death. Today, when scientists examine mummies, they wear special clothing for protection. What is certain, though, is that the curse of the mummy remains a riddle to this day.